Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hi guys, I'm Ben and welcome to today's English podcast, where today we're playing the game Guess the Homophone. Now, before we start, let's just remind ourselves what exactly a homophone is. Well, it is where we have a word which sounds exactly the same as another word, but it is a different word. It could be spelt differently, and it certainly means something different, but it sounds exactly the same. So, for example, the word right and the word write, they sound exactly the same. One of them, the verb to write, for example, I write a diary entry every night. And the word write, like to be right, the adjective, R-I-G-H-T, or left and right. As you can see, there are examples of this type of thing. And that's what we're going to do. I'm going to give you three sets of sentences, and each set will have two sentences. There is a missing word in each sentence, and we're looking for the homophones. So let's get straight to it. Here is number one. When there's a missing word, I'm going to say the word blank. So number one, the first sentence. Would you like a glass of blank with your pasta? Would you like a glass of blank with your pasta? And the second sentence. Our dogs always blank when we leave the house. Our dogs always blank when we leave the house. So what could the missing word be there? Remember, those two missing words must sound exactly the same. Number two. One of my favourite herbs to add to salad dressing is blank. One of my favourite herbs to add to salad dressing is blank. And the second sentence, let's arrange a meeting for next week because this week I don't have much blank. Let's arrange a meeting for next week because this week I don't have much blank. What was the missing word there? And number three, the first sentence, James let out a blank when the rock landed on his foot. James let out a blank when the rock landed on his foot. And the second sentence, on our boat trip, we were lucky enough to see dolphins, seals, a sea lion, and a blank. On our boat trip, we were lucky enough to see dolphins, seals, a sea lion, and a blank. What's the missing word from set three? So you should have, in total, six words, but the pairs from each set will sound exactly the same. Let's take a look at the answers. Okay, so number one, would you like a glass of what with your pasta? Well, it's wine. Would you like a glass of wine with your pasta? And the second sentence from that first set was, our dogs always whine when we leave the house. So I'm sure you know the meaning of wine, as in to drink a glass of wine. But that second word, our dogs always whine when we leave the house, what does that mean? What are they doing? Well, it's complaining, it's moaning, but it's very common to use this word for animals, and it could be for people as well, to whine, to complain. Oh, that's whining. And the spelling of that word, W-H-I-N-E, whine, to whine. And it's a regular verb. So whine, whined, whined. Okay, on to number two. One of my favourite herbs to add to salad dressing is. So I'm sure you didn't get that first time because it could be anything, couldn't it? It could be any herb. So you need to know the second sentence. Let's arrange a meeting for next week because this week I don't have much time. I don't have much time. So I don't have time to do something. But also, thyme is a herb, and the spelling is T-H-Y-M-E, but it sounds the same. And the final set of sentences, James let out a something when the rock landed on his foot. And on our boat trip, we were lucky enough to see dolphins, seals, a sea lion, and a something else. So what was that something else? Well, what could it be? What animal could that be? Clearly, we've got a sea animal here. Dolphins, seals, a sea lion, and a whale is the word we're looking for. A whale. The spelling is W-H-A-L-E. It's a silent H. Whale. And James let out a whale when the rock landed on his foot. This is a cry of pain. A whale. And the spelling W-A-I-L. Whale. Okay, so the three missing words. Well, six missing words, actually. Wine and wine. Time and time. Whale and whale. Remember that those words do sound exactly the same, so you're not looking for any difference in the pronunciation of wine and wine. Time and time, whale and whale. Okay, hopefully you've learnt some new words today, and I hope you enjoyed today's episode. Remember, if you are interested in taking any English classes with me online, then you can find all my contact details on my website. My website address is learnenglishwithben.com. Have a great day, and I'll see you next time for another podcast.